Our stories are old stories. Our stories are new stories. Our stories are God's stories, told in bodies and time. Our stories are old stories. Our stories are new stories. Our stories are God's stories, told in bodies and time. Our stories are old stories. Our stories are new stories. Our stories are God's stories, told in bodies and time. Our stories are old.
Let us pray. Creating Spirit, you made the earth to be always in motion, never static, forever unfolding. As the earth spins on her axis again, and we move into a new season along with the leaves and the ground and the creatures, meet us in our transitions and tend to those parts of ourselves and our community that are unsettled, in upheaval, changing, stretching, and becoming new. Amen. A reading from Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth be moved, and though the mountains shake in the depths of the sea, though its waters rage and foam, and though the mountains tremble with its tumult. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. God is in the midst of the city. It shall not be shaken. God shall help it at the break of day. The nations rage and the kingdoms shake. God speaks and the earth melts away. The Lord of hosts is with us, and the God of Jacob is our stronghold. Come now, regard the works of the Lord, what desolations God has brought upon the earth. Behold, the one who makes wars to cease in all the world, who breaks the bow and shatters the spear and burns the shields with fire. Be still then, and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. Holy wisdom, holy word. Thanks be to God.
So thank you, Pastor Becky, for this opportunity and Holden community. So I'm going to introduce myself the way many conversations begin here. Have you been to Holden before? And my answer is yes. I was invited here almost 30 years ago by Pastor Jerry Swanson, and he was working here for the summer, and he was my pastor in college at Cal Lutheran University, and we became lifelong friends there. And I was newly divorced, so the summer that I spent here was one of the last major transitions that I went through. And Jerry had this wonderful story that when he and his bride, Jan, were first married, they honeymooned here in 1961. And they worked up in the miners area. And they said it was very odd because you'd walk in to a family unit and it was like everyone had vaporized. There were dishes left on the counter. There were furnishings all over the place and no people. So it must have been a very interesting time to be there at that very first season. He came back a number of times. We came back as guests together. He was on the board here, so he had a long history. This is my sixth time to come to Holden. And what I'd like to know now is what kind of transitions some of you have been through. So how about if you just call that out, and I'll repeat it so that we can all hear it. So what kind of transitions have been in your lives?
Birth.
Birth. Oh, there's a big one. Something else?
Returning stateside.
Divorce.
Retirement.
Mother's death at age 9.
Okay. Mother's death when you were quite young.
Graduation.
Graduations. School beginnings today, huh? Another transition. Okay, so we wrap a lot of things into that. School, jobs, relationships, health issues. My current situation is that I'm newly widowed. My husband Steve died this spring, and I can't talk to you about my transition right now until I tell you a bit about our relationship. We were together 27 years, and we raised our 4 daughters from our previous marriages. Early in our marriage, Steve was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease, so we faced lots of challenges over the years. And then our lives were uprooted by his cancer diagnosis 3 years ago. The cancer that he had was treatable but incurable. So over the years, we had many discussions about our spirituality and about death. And Steve dealt with continuous losses. Loss of income, being too tired to be with family or friends, being unable to play music anymore, losses of huge parts of his creative and productive expression. And over again, we both came to realize God works through our brokenness. God works through our brokenness. In our vulnerability, God is evident. Steve lamented being unable to play games with our grandkids, and I responded that they could develop a new awareness of having a loved one who lived with physical limitations. Depression, despair, frustration, all those things haunted Steve at times. And we prayed and we reached out to friends and church and friends in our community. Our relationship deepened through all of these struggles. We were always a team. I reassured him through the changes, but I was fallible too, and vulnerable also. I wore out, and my patience was drained daily. This spring, Steve decided to stop chemotherapy. He was exhausted by his symptoms and ready to face death. So I worked with the hospice team to fulfill his wish to die at home. I helped him find a good death. Now, that's not a typical concept in our culture. In his final 10 days of life, he walked to a neighborhood store to say goodbye to friends who worked there. He bought them cookies from a nearby bakery. Now, we've all been offered cookies. But when you know it's a final gift from a dying friend, it has special significance. So one of the friends wrote me later saying that cookie felt like the Eucharist. I can see you nodding in understanding. That's great. As Steve's physical disintegration progressed, his spirit became more radiant. Loving kindness flowed out of him, even when he stopped speaking. So as the responsibilities of his care have ended, I feel myself surfacing. And friends comment, "You look lighter." So I stand in a transition time. It's a new chapter in my life. What could be next? I feel called to devote myself to healing the earth and caring for creation, but I don't know what work that will be. This is a time of discernment and exploration. And I'm resting in that unknowing. I'm content to wait and pray and be fully alive each day of life that I'm granted. I trust God. I trust my path and the wisdom drawn from my life experiences. And I knew Holden was where I needed to come to explore discernment. This place of community and wilderness and restoration. I won't leave with answers. I'm a work in progress. But I appreciate how the Holden community searches for sustainability in a world growing increasingly unstable. And I don't know if my future efforts will be successful, but I know this is the right path for me. I want to work toward a planet that our grandchildren can still delight in. And I'd like to end with a poem that I wrote last week in Kate Thorpe's class. Her teaching sessions explored the relationship that a poet creates with nature. This poem has a rawness to it that captures the rawness of my transition. Smoke, chaos, and heat envelop green forests, leaving black trunks dotted with white fungi against the skyline. This dark char smudges my fingers. Once living bands of fiber gleam blackened and dead. And yet crushed into biochar, soil can spring into fertility with this addition. New seasons of wildflowers and food and saplings can take hold. What stirs our transformation and new growth? May each of you live aware of the blessings poured into your life and open to transformation in God's love.
Though the earth shall change, though the mountains tremble, though the waters rage, you, God, are here. Though the nation wars, though the peoples battle, though the empire falters, we will not fear.
Though the earth shall change,
though the mountains tremble,
though the mountains tremble,
though the waters rage,
though the waters rage,
you, God, are here.
You, God, are here.
Though the nations war,
though the nations war,
though the peoples falter,
though the peoples battle,
though the empires falter,
though the empire falters,
we will not fear.
We will.
Thank you.
receive this blessing entitled Patient Trust. Above all, trust in the slow work of God. We are quite naturally impatient in everything to reach the end without delay. We should like to skip the intermediate stages. We are impatient of being on the way to something unknown, something new. And yet it is the law of all progress that it is made by passing through some stages of instability, and that it may take a very long time. And so I think it is with you. Your ideas mature gradually. Let them grow. Let them shape themselves without undue haste. Don't force them on as though you could be today what time, that is to say, grace and circumstances acting on your own goodwill, will make of you tomorrow. Only God could say what this new spirit gradually forming within you will be. Give our Lord the benefit of believing that his hand is leading you, and accept the anxiety of feeling yourself in suspense and incomplete.
Come bring your burdens to God. Come bring your burdens to God. Come bring your burdens to God, for Jesus will never say no. Please rise as you are comfortable and join us in singing this closing round.
Come bring your burdens to God. Come bring your burdens to God. Come bring your burdens to God, for Jesus will never say no. Come bring your burdens to God. Come bring your burdens to God. Come bring your burdens to God, for Jesus will never Jesus will never say no. Come bring your burdens, oh, come bring your burdens, oh, come bring your burdens, for Jesus never say no. Come bring your burdens to God, come bring your burdens to God, come bring your burdens to God, for Jesus will never say, for Jesus will never say no, for Jesus will never say no.
Go in peace, live into the new thing that God is doing. Thanks be to God.